Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Now, please hear another wonderful pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of Jagannath Misra. To please Krishna, a certain very pious Brahmana went on pilgrimage to holy places. And he was always chanting the six-syllable Gopal mantra. And he worshipped the Lord continuously. He did not eat anything other than the Lord's Mahaprasadam. And after traveling and traveling to many holy places, by destiny means by Krishna's desire, this fortunate Brahmana came to the house of Jagannath Misra. A Shalagram Shila and a deity of Bal Gopal he wore as an ornament around his neck, and he was effulgent with brahminical luster. And this Brahmana continuously chanted the name of Krishna, 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 Krishna. His eyes remained closed, for in his heart he was tasting the nectar of Govinda's service. And seeing this Brahmana's effulgence, Jagannath Misra at once stood up, and he respectfully bowed down before him, and he honored his guest with great hospitality. He washed his feet, and he offered him an elevated sitting place. And when his guest was comfortably seated, Jagannath Misra asked him, Bari Kotai, where is your home? The Brahmana replied, nowhere is really my home, not in this world, for I simply travel wherever my heart takes me. Jagannath Misra bowed down again and said, the whole world is made fortunate by your travels, and today it is my turn to become fortunate, for you are now within my home. And if you give me permission, I will make all arrangements for you to cook. Feeling satisfied, the Brahmana replied, oh, Jagannath Misra, you may do that if you like. So Jagannath Misra made splendid arrangements for the Brahmana to cook. First, he nicely and carefully cleaned the kitchen. And then he brought all the ingredients that the Brahmana would require. And then, soon, with great happiness, Jagannath Misra's Brahmana guest personally began to cook. He completed his duties, and then he prepared to make the offering to his deity of Balagopal. Just then, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Baby Nimai, who is the super soul in everyone's heart, he decided, I will reveal my true identity to this Brahman. And if the Lord makes that decision, it will happen. As was his habit, the Brahmanas sat down to offer the food, and he went into a meditational trance. And then, as he was meditating on offering this food that he had just cooked to his deity, the little son of Jagannath Misra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, suddenly was in front of him. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's limbs were covered by dust, and he was clothed only by the four directions. His hands and feet were very graceful. His eyes were reddish. Smiling, he sat down before the Brahmana, and he took one palmful of the Brahmin's rice, and he placed it within his own graceful mouth. Then he looked at the Brahmana, who was deep in meditation, and he called out, "Hey, hey, hey!" And the fortunate Brahmana's meditation broke, and he opened his eyes, and he was surprised at what he saw. "This restless boy has stolen the food that I have just cooked to offer to my deity." Jagannath Misra at once came running, and he saw his son, Nimai, just smiling, standing before the Brahmana and eating the cooked rice. Jagannath Misra became angry, and he began chasing the boy. But the anxious Brahmana guest quickly stood up, and he grabbed Jagannath Misra's hand. And he said, "Oh, Jagannath Misra, you are a respectable and learned person. What knowledge does this little boy have? What will your anger accomplish? It is one thing to chastise a person who can reason right from wrong, but your boy is still so young. Please do not chase him any longer." And upon hearing the Brahmin's words, Jagannath Misra unhappily placed his head in his hands, and he began to lament. He did not lift up his head, and he did not say anything. The Brahmana spoke to him, "O Sri Misra, do not be unhappy at heart. The Supreme Lord always knows everything. Bring the roots and the fruits and other things that are in your house and give them to me. That will be my meal for today." Jagannath Misra said, "O Brahmana, if you will, please accept me as your servant. Then please agree to cook again. In my home there are more ingredients for cooking, and if you will kindly cook again, it is then I will be happy. Please cook and make me happy." And all the Lord's family, they also humbly requested, "It is our wish that you cook again and then eat. Please do so." The Brahman replied, "If it is your desire, then I will cook everything again." And pleased by the Brahmin's word, everyone began to clean the kitchen, and they quickly again made all the required arrangements, and the Brahmin peacefully again began to cook. Privately, as the Brahmin was cooking, everyone gathered together in the house, and they concluded, "This child is so restless. He may again spoil the offering of the Brahmin. Then what will we do?" They said to the child, "Oh, Nimai, you listen to us. Why did you eat the Brahmin's food like that? You should not have done so. He was making an offering to the Lord." A smile appeared on Nimai's moon-like face. "How am I at fault? The Brahmin called for me to eat." Nehemiah, you are so naughty. What will you do now that you have lost your caste? We do not even know this Brahmin. We don't know the family in which he took his birth. Who knows where he is from? He wouldn't tell us. Now that you have eaten his food, how can you still consider yourself a Brahmin boy? They wanted to make him afraid. He smiled again and said, I'm a cowherd boy. I always eat food cooked by Brahmanas. How will a cowherd boy lose his caste? By eating food that is cooked by a Brahmana. And speaking these words, the Lord smiled in such a charming way and looked at everyone. And thus, by his mischievous words, the Lord actually explained the truth about himself. But because they were bewildered by Maya, no one could understand him. Everyone, upon hearing the Lord's words, simply laughed. Smiling and laughing, thinking their boy Nehemiah was so cute, the people held the Lord in their arms. And whoever held him in his arms, they floated in an ocean of bliss. And no one wanted to release him from their embrace. Meanwhile, the Brahmana completed his cooking, and he sat down in meditation to offer the food that he had cooked for his deity. And in his meditation, the Brahmana called Balagopal, Balagopal. And meanwhile, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the super soul in everyone's heart, first put everyone into illusion and slipped away without being noticed by anyone. And he secretly came before the Brahmana with a smile on his face, unnoticed because the Brahmana's eyes were closed in meditation. And he took a handful of the rice, and the Brahmin opened his eyes, and Nehemiah ate it. Alas, alas, the Brahmin cried loudly. And the Lord, after having eaten the rice, quickly ran away. Jagannath Misra was full of rage. And he jumped up. And he grabbed a stick. And he chased the Lord in great anger. And the Lord fearfully fled into another room with Jagannath Misra following him from behind very closely. You'll soon see what you have done today. I am learned and respectable. But to you, I am a fool. Who but me has such a big thief in his home as his own son, Nanda Maharaj? Angrily speaking these words, Jagannath Misra chased after the Lord. And everyone tried to grab Jagannath Misra to calm him down. But Jagannath Misra said to them, let go. Today I will teach him a lesson. I will severely punish him. And everyone said, oh, Jagannath Misra, you are noble and generous. If you beat him, what will happen to your saintly qualities? A child of his age is naturally foolish. He does not know right from wrong. Still you want to beat him? How will you teach him anything like that? Small children are always restless by nature. And then the Brahmana pilgrim grabbed Jagannath Misra's hand and said, O king of the Misras, the boy is not at fault. What is destined to happen on a certain day must happen. And today, my destiny has forbidden me to eat food that is cooked and offered to Krishna. This is my heartfelt realization. I have no anger. I do not feel bad. Please give up your anger at your restless son. Unhappily, Jagannath Misra could not lift up his face. He simply placed his head in his hands. But at that moment, effulgent Vishwarupa arrived. The highest limit of handsomeness rested on his limbs. No one in the 14 worlds was as beautiful as Vishwarupa. A Brahmana thread came across his shoulders, and he appeared as if Brahminical power was his personified. He was Lord Nityananda, who had taken birth in a separate form. He was Vishwarupa. All the truths of all Shastra always sat upon his tongue, and his words continuously explained devotional service to Krishna. And seeing his wonderful form, the pilgrim Brahmana became entranced. He stared at him with unblinking eyes. He asked, "Whose son is he?" And everyone said, "He is the son of Jagannath Misra, elder to Nimai." And hearing this, the Brahmana embraced Vishwarupa with such happiness. "Fortunate are the father and mother of such a son," he said. Vishwarupa immediately offered his obeisances to the Brahmana. He sat down and he spoke words that were a stream of Amrita. He said, "O Brahmana, anyone who has you as their guest in their home becomes fortunate. Your heart is filled with bliss, and your traveling here and there is simply to purify the world. But although I am very fortunate to have you as my guest, I feel most unfortunate because in my home you have fasted. Indeed, we have made you fast. A house where you are made to fast will only attain the fruit of inauspiciousness. And seeing you, I have become very happy. But hearing what my brother has done to you, I have become so sad." The Brahmana replied, "Please do not be sad at heart. Whatever fruits and roots you have, I will eat. My traveling sometimes takes me through the forest, and there I cannot always get rice to eat. Mostly I eat fruits and roots. It is only sometimes, rarely, it comes my way that I get the opportunity to eat rice. But when I gaze at you, dear Vishwarupa, I feel great happiness. And seeing you, looking at your form, I feel more satisfied, as if I had eaten millions and millions of times. Please, do not feel sad. Kindly bring me some fruits and roots that are in the house already. If they are offered to the Lord, I will eat them now." Jagannath Misra offered no reply to the Brahmana. He just simply remained dejected with his head in his hands. Vishwarupa, however, replied, "O saintly one, you are an ocean of mercy, but still I am afraid to speak in front of you. Saintly persons feel sad to see the suffering of others, and happy at others' joy. If you still have some strength, I humbly request you to cook another offering for Krishna. If you will kindly do so, my family's unhappiness will vanish, and we will all feel such happiness." And the Brahmin replied, "I have already cooked twice today, and still Krishna has not allowed me to eat. This much I understand. It is simply not written in my destiny that today I shall eat rice. Krishna clearly does not desire it. Why then should I struggle to eat? One may have at home many millions of things to eat, but if Krishna does not give the order, one will not be able to eat anything." So If Krishna writes in one's destiny that a certain thing shall not be, one may struggle unlimitedly to make it so, but one will not succeed. It is practically the middle of the night. Is it proper that I cook at this time? Therefore, I will not make an endeavor to cook, but just bring me some fruits and roots. Vishwarupa said, No, O Brahmana, it is not faulty were you to cook now. Please cook, and please all of us within this house. And after speaking these words, Vishwarupa held on to the Brahmin's feet, and everyone requested the Brahmana to cook again. And the Brahmana gazed at Vishwarupa. What could he do? He was charmed. All right, I shall cook again, he declared. Happily chanting, Hari, Hari. Although it was late at night and everyone was tired because they could not eat while the Brahmin was fasting. So everyone was tired because they were fasting. And it was late already, but yet by calling out Hari Hari loudly, they had great strength and happiness. They hastily cleaned the kitchen. They brought all the ingredients required for the Brahmin's cooking. This time, as the Brahmana began to cook, the ladies escorted Nimai to another room. They closed the door. And with his son inside, Jagannath Misra stood outside personally to guard the door. And everyone said, if we bolt the door from the outside, he will be unable to escape. Good, good, Jagannath Misra said. That is a good plan. And with the door bolted from the outside, with the ladies inside, Jagannath Misra standing guard outside, Jagannath Misra felt peaceful in his heart. And from inside, Jagannath Misra heard, Don't worry, Nimai has gone to sleep. He does not know anything but sleep. In this way, with everyone guarding the boy, the Brahmana began to cook, and after some time, he finished. He sat down in meditation and began to chant his mantras to call Gopal to kindly come and accept the food that he had cooked. And just then, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nimai at that very moment thought, I will reveal my actual identity to this Brahmana. He appeared before the Brahmana just as he sat down to offer the food, and seeing the boy, the Brahmana called out, Alas, alas, oh no! But no one in the house heard him because everyone was fast asleep. And then the Lord stood before the Brahmana and he began to speak. O Brahmana, you are a kind and generous person. You called me, I came, so how am I at fault? You are chanting my mantra and you are calling me to come. You chanted with such devotion. How could I stay away? And thus I have come to you. You have always yearned to see me. So now I am showing myself to you. And at that moment, the Brahmana saw a very wonderful eight-armed form holding conchal, chakra, club, and lotus. And he who manifested the form held fresh butter in one hand, and with his other hand he was eating it. And with his other hand he played the flute, and with the remaining two hands he played the flute. A kastuba jewel, srivats, and a jeweled necklace decorated his chest, and jeweled ornaments decorated his limbs. He wore a necklace of new gunja, and on his head was a peacock feather, and jeweled anklets decorated his feet. The Brahmin saw a wonderful kadamba tree. He saw the Vrindavan forest filled with the chirping of birds. And in the four directions, he saw gopas, gopis, and cows. What before he had only seen in meditation, he now saw directly. And upon seeing this, the Brahmin fainted. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu placed his graceful hand on the Brahmin's body, and touched by the Lord's hand, he regained consciousness, but remained stunned in bliss. He could not speak a word. Again and again he fainted and fell to the ground. Again he stood up, and again he fainted, overcome with bliss. The hairs of his body stood erect, and tears of ecstasy flowed from his eyes like the Ganga. And he grasped the Lord's lotus feet and began to weep. O Brahmana, what I have shown you is a secret, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Do not tell anyone while I am present and on this earth. And then Mahaprabhu told him a secret. In this incarnation, I will begin the Sankirtan movement. In every country, I will preach Sankirtan. And in every home, I will place pure devotional service. I will give them not only devotional service, but I will place in every home prema bhakti, bhakti that is yearned for by Brahma and the demigods. I will do it. Please stay here for some time, and you will see many things, but do not speak of this to others. After speaking to the Brahmana and bestowing upon him his mercy and comfort, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to his home. He then again became as a child and again lay down on his bed. And no one during this time awakened. But after seeing all of this, the Brahmana found that his body was filled with bliss. He began to take the food and smear it all over his body. He was weeping and weeping. He began to eat the food and smear it and eat it and ecstatically dance and laugh and sing. Again and again he called out, Jai Balagopal! Jai Balagopal! Jai Balagopal! Jai Balagopal! And when he began to loudly shout, everyone awakened and the Brahmin immediately stopped and he began to wash himself. And he sat down and peacefully began to eat. And seeing him eating, Jagannath Misra became happy. In his heart, the Brahmana considered telling everyone what had happened. But he thought, when they know that their boy, Nimai, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they will all feel ecstatic. He is the Supreme Lord, whom even the greatest demigods yearn to meet. I will tell the whole world that the Supreme Lord has now become a little boy, and then the Lord will deliver everyone. But he considered, the Lord told me not to speak of this, and therefore he did not do that. All these pastimes, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, are secretly described in the Vedas. And one who hears these pastimes, one who has heard these pastimes, will one day meet Sri Krishna. These narrations, which describe the pastimes of Lord Narayan that he enjoyed as a small boy, are a stream of nectar. Lord Chaitanya is the crest jewel of all the worlds. He is the king of Vaikuntha. He is Lord Narayan. He is the husband of Lakshmi. He is Lord Ram. He appeared, for in Treta Yuga, he appeared as Ram and Lakshman, where he enjoyed many pastimes and killed Ravana. In the Dwapara Yuga, he appeared as Krishna with Balaram and enjoyed pastimes and removed the earth's burden. The two persons who the Vedas call Mukunda and Ananta are identical with Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. The two moons, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, are my life and soul, and I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet.